Call to order this meeting of the Lindsay City Council and direct the clerk to take roll.
Mr. Sanchez?
Here.
Flores?
Here.
Watson?
Here.
Cortez?
Here.
Kimball?
Here. Thank you. Our next item would be the pledge led by Councilman Flores.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have not received word on an invocation, so we will continue then to our next item, which is public comment. Period. The public is invited to comment on any item under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council, including agenda items other than notice public hearings. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. No more than 30 minutes will be allowed for the entire comment period unless indicated by the mayor. White cards are on the back table. Give the completed speaker card to the clerk before standing at the podium. Speakers should clearly state their name before they begin. Does anyone wish to address the council under public comment?
Good evening. My name is Sol Flores. I'm the recycling coordinator for Mid Valley Disposal. Our address is 1707 East Goshen Avenue, Visalia, California. And I'm here to award our Spin the Dump That contest winner back in April. We had a challenge that was posed to all council members. We have three council members who took on that challenge, and I thank you. And we took it upon ourselves to visit you and sneak up on you, not on your service days, but, you know, randomly, because probably were expecting us on those days. So it was either myself, it was either our driver, or it was one of our supervisors. And I have honestly to say that there was one container that really stood out the best. I honestly think that it was rinsed out and it smelled good every time we checked it. So I'm not sure if it was just for that particular contest or that month that it happened, but it's my great pleasure and honor to award our mayor, Pat Kimball, for our Dump That contest winner.
Please to buy those scented trash bags.
No trash bags in the recycling container.
No. They weren't any. Okay, thank you very much. These are beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, can we get a picture, please?
Break yourself, so.
Yeah.
Of course. Should I come down there?
That'd be on it.
Actually,
on Facebook.
If I have a council member to participate, then that'll be awesome.
Okay. Oh.
They run around, so.
Stop the clock. Hurry. Stop the clock. Stop the clock.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Got you. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
And I want to thank you all for participating. You guys were great sports. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the council?
Hello, my name is Mercedetta. And I just had a question. Item 10 on presentation of the 2019-2020 proposed budget and 5-year capital project plan. If you could have copies available to the audience so that we can see, because it's very hard to see up there. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address the council? Seeing no one, we will close public comment and move to council reports. Council members may at this time report on committee assignments or other informational items for the benefit of their fellow council members. Councilwoman Flores, anything to report tonight?
I had a couple of calls that were made to me. One was wanting to know the Measure O monies.
and how they were being used, and if we have some type of balance sheet of what we get in. I don't know, do you guys do it monthly, quarterly, something like that, I guess. Another call that I received was someone wanting to know if we allowed mother-in-law quarters or those tiny houses. And I'm thinking it was discussed before, but I couldn't give her an answer. So,
do you want to send their contact information my
sure.
way? Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Councilman Watson?
Yeah, just a brief update on our Parks Ad Hoc Committee. Director Camarena, myself, and President of our local Kiwanis Club, Kurt Inglesby, met, and we are making really positive progress in regards to a park on the east side of Lindsay. The school district is really working hard with us to make this happen. We've had some very good ideas and suggestions, and Director Camarena's put together, is working on a draft to get back to the school district for their review. And so we're making really good progress, and we hope that we can have a very, very nice functional second park over on the east side of the city.
Great. Thank you.
I just want to thank everybody for coming. And it's nice to be in here because it's so hot outside. I didn't go to any meetings, so I have nothing to report.
Councilwoman Cortez?
Briefly, I attended the Lindsay High School graduation on Friday, or close to, I want to say about 250 graduates received their diploma, and it was just exciting to see the community come together to celebrate these young people that are going to move on to the next stage in their life. So it was nice, and the overall message was once a cardinal, always a cardinal. So yay, cardinals.
I'm
a cardinal. That's it.
Thank you. The only thing I have to report is that I completed my anti-harassment training last week by attending the workshop in Visalia. I didn't see anybody else there, so just a reminder that we have to get that done. That's the requirement done. And with that, we'll move to staff reports.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I'd like to continue with the Councilmember Watson's Park Ad Hoc Committee report. I've been in communication with the Superintendent Rooney, and he's requesting that we put together a formal proposal to them because they're hearing about it through the grapevine. So the goal would be to have staff work with the ad hoc committee to make sure that we've got the laundry list made out like you'd like to see it, and then take that to council to ensure that it's going in a direction that council's okay with. With council's blessing, we'll formalize it, provide it to their staff so they can share it with their board. So there's a process. So we're talking about it a whole lot, and they're hearing bits and pieces, and it's disconcerting for them, so we want to give them something that they can actually work with.
Mm-hmm.
League of California Cities Conference will be here before you know it. It's going to happen between October 16th and 18th in Long Beach again this year. The deadline for the early bird registration, which saves us money, will be August the 14th. And so Deputy City Clerk Jack over there will be reaching out to you all, and please respond as to whether or not you'd like to go this year.
Sorry, what was that final date for the early?
The August the 14th
August
is the deadline for the early
deadline.
Bird registration. And we found before if we don't move, we need to be early in the early bird because they'll fill up the hotel
mm-hmm.
pretty quickly, and so you're getting a hotel that's several blocks away. We experienced that last year. And you're having to take an Uber, you're having to hoof it to get there. So the sooner you make up your mind and decide for that, the better your chances of staying either at or very near where the conference is being held.
What were the dates that you said?
October 16th through 18th. You know, we'll send all that information to you so you have it to look at. I just want to put it on your radar. It's early days here, mm-hmm. but we find if we delay too long, you know, there are consequences. So we want to get it to you early. So he'll be reaching out to you. And by the way, I haven't Help me out with the last name here again, pal.
Urquhart.
Thank you. So Jack Urquhart is our newest addition to the city. He's coming from Provo, all the way from Provo, and he's our deputy city clerk. He's assistant to the city manager, and we expect big things from Jack. So welcome aboard, Jack.
City Where is that at? Provo?
Provo, Utah.
Utah.
So we have lots going on with our water system. I'll send you a detailed update via email. Lots of numbers in there. We have this year experienced the windfall of a lot of rain and snow occurring in the mountains, coming through the lakes, coming down the canal. If you drive these roads that cross the canal, you'll see that it's raging like a river through there. Well, that's good and it's bad. The good part is there's water available. The bad part is it's carrying a lot of sediment. It's turbid. And so we're dealing with high turbidity in the water, and Mike's folks are out there having to backwash our filtration system pretty frequently and try to keep things in balance. They're doing it, but it's been a bit of a handful for us. And so we're using groundwater to supplement this. Well 15 is just about wrapped up. We've got all the improvements done to it. They're calibrating some things out there now, and we have high expectations of well 15 with this variable speed drive unit that's on there, the new motor, and the new power supply that's been put in there. So the telemetry, all that stuff's getting dialed in now, and we're pretty excited about that. As I said, you'll have the details about what's happening with water. Annual consumer confidence report is going to be going out here pretty soon. It's going to be postmarked by 1 July, talking about the quality of our water. Roundabout project, we are still waiting for Frontier to show up. Mike has been chasing us down. We've been calling these guys every day, and someone says, well, I approved it. I don't know why you haven't seen anything yet, but know that we are being the squeaky wheel and bugging these guys. They got information the same time as Edison, the same time as the gas company. Those two utilities perform just fine. For whatever reason, there's been a hitch in the process with Frontier, and that vault's still out there. If you look to the east side of City Hall, you'll see the Labyrinth project coming along. Rob Hodges is working diligently on that, trying to avoid the heat of the day, and that should be something pretty special for us when it's completed. Lindsay Sports Complex project, that's the one that's on the west side of Highway 65 and north of Hermosa. It's still alive. We're waiting on paperwork. Mike has been communicating with our contract planner and with the developer of that. They're looking for a traffic study out there. So that's the current phase that's in, is they want to know the number of vehicles that are going out and how this addition is going to impact the traffic flow along Highway 65 there. There's a new walk-in medical office proposed for the Olivewood Plaza Shopping Center. You should see something coming your way about that soon. It's again small scale. It's something that they are able to do in the Central Commercial District. We talked about storm drain basin maintenance. Mountain Home's been out there doing things. Yes, ma'am.
On the Olivewood Shopping Plaza, where?
Olivewood Plaza Mark. Shopping Center.
Same. Oh, okay.
That way. Yeah. We're going to start marking and repainting our school crossings to get them ready for the fall. Believe it or not, it'll be here before we know it, and we hit those pretty frequently so that they're clearly defined. And by the way, anybody who's gone to the new roundabout and they've seen those strokes going, they do get your attention. They seem to be working pretty well. You'll have lots of detail with maintenance updates, meter turn-offs and ons and replacements and such. Wellness Aquatic, they are growing out there. They've got 64 Silver Sneaker members. Now, something that didn't even happen last year. So it's a way of membership, a means of membership that our seniors don't have to pay for themselves that gets them into the facility and working out, which is pretty cool. They've been having some difficulties with the main pool pump and its motor. And they've done some pretty creative out-of-the-box thinking to keep it going because within 15 minutes, the skimmers are going to have a meet out there. And they've run in some dewatering pumps that you might normally use for a flooded area to help with circulation. They've been chlorinating it while they're going to get the motor repaired and the pump repaired and a couple of valves and things. So they're doing an exceptional job. They've got a great team out there managing that. I just wanted to give them a little shout-out on that. I really appreciate the work that they are doing. Lots of activities scheduled for facility rentals between now and the end of June, so they're making good use of that as well. and they'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bill. Are there any questions for Bill? This time? No? All right, thank you. We will then go to our consent calendar. Routine items approved with one motion unless an item is pulled for discussion. We have the City Council meeting minutes for May 28th, warrant list for May 23rd through June 4th, Treasurer's Report for May, Resolution 1931, Fireworks Application, Centro Cristiano La Puerta Abierta, Resolution 1932, Fireworks Application, Royal Rangers, Resolution 1933, Fireworks Application, Lindsay Cultural Arts / Fire Museum, Temporary Use Permit for a Shaved Ice Stand at Just Automotive, and Temporary Use Permit for Fruit Stand at 508 South Mirage. What action would the council like to
do? Just a comment on the council minutes from last time. In the packets, it has Irene McCall. It's been fixed to Ireland McCall in the printed version.
Perfect. So okay. Thank you. All right. Anyone wish to pull any item?
I just have a question about number 5. I mean, just like more information about
like who are the Royal Rangers?
Who are the Royal Rangers? Just quickly answer that question.
Royal Rangers is like the religious version of the Boy Scouts, and they're connected to La Puerta Abierta.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you. What action would the council like to take?
Move for approval.
Been moved by Cortez.
Second.
Second by Sanchez. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, roll call because there's resolutions. I keep forgetting that. Would the clerk please take roll?
Cortez?
Aye.
Sanchez?
Aye.
Flores?
Aye.
Watson?
Aye.
Kimball?
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Item 4, the beginning of our public hearings tonight. Public hearing for Resolution 1936, Conditional Use Permit for an ABC license for a restaurant on Highway 65, whose name I'm a little afraid to pronounce.
Okay,
Bill?
Will you give me that little PowerPoint we have there, Jack?
Yes.
Next slide, please. So the old Lindsay Waffle House, the restaurant is under new ownership. They want to do a variety of, I think, traditional Mexican foods there, and they'd like to have a beer and wine license to do that. You can see the location. It's pretty common to do this. Food is the primary purpose. The alcohol is an accessory purpose. Next slide, please. There's not a lot to it there. So an ABC license type 41 is required prior to providing any alcoholic beverage. That's why we're here tonight, to see if you are willing to support that. The restaurant will operate in accordance with the submitted operations statement, which is pretty standard. Upon approval, compliance with the zoning ordinance and use permits, conditions of approval would be reviewed by staff. And we would go in and check from time to time to make sure that they were following the rules. We would do that pretty routinely also. Any infraction to this allows staff to automatically suspend the use permit. Then we would bring it back to council within 30 days and review with council where they could support the suspension, make a modification, or say that it's okay. And we've only had to do that with one facility in town previously. We've never had to do it with the restaurant. Any new exterior signs would require a separate review and permit. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm. Any questions this time?
If not, then I will open.
Okay. On the beer, there have to be food sold. There's a percentage, right? So is that what you're...
They have to have substantial sale of food. The primary purpose should be the consumption of food, not the consumption of alcohol.
So with that, I will open public hearing and allow anyone in attendance who wishes to speak in favor of permitting this of this permit to come forward and speak.
Good evening. I'm in favor of allowing this restaurant to have a permit to sell alcohol. I really like putting my hands into restaurants and bars and sports bars. I have experience in it. Vastalia, changing the name from the Blitz to Republic, and other restaurants and sport clubs. Yeah, I want to see more places opening up. I want people having fun. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of permitting the ABC license? Okay. We will next allow any opponents. Those who wish to speak against the permitting of the ABC license may speak at this time. Seeing no one, we will now close the public hearing and bring the item back before the council for additional questions or debate or to make a motion.
I'm just curious. I read that the owner, what's her name, Ms. Al, is he local? Do you know if he's local?
I don't know. I had been told when I spoke with the property owner that he had a restaurant in Tulare near the Home Depot and has about three of these, probably he and family members. And so they have a successful model, but I don't know that they're necessarily a Lindsay person.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve Resolution 1936, conditional use permit.
Move for approval.
Moved by Cortez.
Second.
Second by Watson. Will the clerk please take roll?
Cortez?
Aye.
Watson?
Aye.
Flores?
Aye.
Sanchez?
Aye.
Kimball?
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Okay, next item is the public hearing on Resolution 1937, a general plan amendment, and this will be presented by Bill Ziegler.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Jeff, that PowerPoint, please. Next slide. So, if you can see the screen there, Council, you can see the large lot that is across from the City Corporation Yard, and it's south of the old Tulare Frozen Food site. When the Tulare Frozen Food site went up for tax sale several years ago, it was all held as one entity, you know, separate properties, but one property owner. Different people purchased, you know, the owner that we met before purchased the major Tulare Frozen Food site. Someone else purchased this site. And he would like to be able to see it developed. It's been zoned light industry for the 20-plus years that I've been here, and it's had zero activity there. We also have additional light industrial zone property that is undeveloped. His request is to be able to zone this for single-family homes for residential development. Staff has met with him. I believe that it satisfies good planning practices in that you have single-family to the west of it. You have some single and multifamily to the south of it, and it would lend itself to that sort of development there. In order to do this, you have to have a general plan amendment to allow you to change the general plan designation for this. Once the general plan designation is changed from light industry to low density residential, then there would be an ordinance request that's part of this that would change it from light industrial zone property to single family residentially zoned property. That's kind of the long and the short of it right now. We can see about how many lots would go in there. And there are standards in your subdivision ordinance that says what size they're supposed to be. They've got to provide utilities to them, et cetera. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Bill? Who's the developer?
The guy who owns it, his name is Clinton Johnson. I don't think he's going to develop it.
So he just wants it.
He wants to change the zoning to create an opportunity. And you can see the zoning map. The light gray is your light industrial zoned property. And so you can see that when south of that, south into town, there are probably 40-plus acres down there that are undeveloped completely, that are zoned light industry. So we have an abundance of that zoning-designated property.
So do you know any of the history of that? I mean, the only thing I can think of when I was a kid, it was like an olive grove. I mean, have there ever been any structures in there or...
Is there some concrete footers, Mike?
Yeah, there's some minor, really minor structures.
I'd have to go way back in maybe the old fire insurance book or something to see if there are any structures there, but I'm not. Uh-huh. There's been none since I've been here.
There's not like a well or anything.
Well, if there are, they'd have to abandon it.
Uh-huh.
That would be part of the sub. So there are multiple. Right now, we'd be looking at the change in designation, its purpose, its use, and then if and when they want to do a subdivision map. We would go through what's there. You've got to abandon any wells to the satisfaction of Tulare County. You've got to get the proper utilities in there. And I know they'd have to do some extensions of water and sewer lines and so forth. They're in proximity, but they'd have to serve those properties. Curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights, all those kinds of things would be part of that process.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a totally discretionary approval on your part. You can approve it. You don't have to approve it. You can let it park there if you so choose.
Has the city used that property sometimes to
they
collect trash and stuff like that? What are we going
to
do? We don't have that.
They have been kind to us to allow us to do our dump days there. Yes,
yeah.
They have. Very graciously. I don't think they've charged us anything, have they, Mike? No, they've been good to us.
So potentially, I mean, could we still dump there with the change in the zoning?
Well,
no.
He's been kind to us thus far. I would imagine he would remain kind until such time that it changes ownership and decides he's going to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, well, we need approval or move for a motion?
We need a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll move for approval.
Moved by Watson. Is there a second?
A second.
Seconded by Flores. Would the clerk please take roll?
Watson?
Aye.
Flores?
Aye.
Sanchez?
Aye.
Cortez.
Aye.
You know what? This is supposed to be a public hearing, and I didn't do the public hearing. So before I cast my vote, we need to back up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, just forget that.
The public hearing is for the ordinance.
Oh. Okay.
So this is the resolution we're talking about
right
now.
All right. But they're both marked public hearing on my agenda. So.
Our apologies.
Okay. Okay, never mind. We're good. I'll say aye, and we'll move forward. Motion carries 5-0. Now we'll need move to the public hearing. First reading of Ordinance 574, authorizing zoning change for this area.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this would be Ordinance Number 574. Which would amend the zoning designation for a 4-acre parcel bound by Eastwood Avenue to the west. On the north side would be Mount Vernon Avenue, and to the north and east, and then West Fraser Street to the south. It's assessor parcel number 205301001. And then this Lindsay zoning map would be changed as adopted by the ordinance. And so the Lindsay zoning map would be changed from light industry to single-family residential. Everything else is in keeping with what we've discussed thus far, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bill. Any questions? All right, with that, I will open public hearing on this item and invite anyone in the public who wishes to come forward to speak in favor of this zoning change from industrial to residential. They may do so.
Good evening. My name is Eric Sinclair. I am in favor as bringing more people here to the city. I'm in favor of this to be passed. So pass it. Let's bring more people here.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of? Seeing no one, opponents of this measure may now speak if they wish to. Anyone who is against the zoning change may come forward and speak at this time. Seeing no one, we will close the public hearing for this item and bring it back before the council. And I have been trying to find the ordinance in my agenda so that if anyone wants to make a motion and doesn't have the ordinance written up, I have it right here.
Like a first reading?
Yeah, it would be a first reading. Ordinance 754. We'll see. Go ahead.
Jack, can you go
so
back?
So it's on page 59 of our agenda packet, the complete write-up on the item.
Page 61.
There we go.
Oh, it's 574. Right?
Yeah.
Ordinance right there. I propose that the council declare the first reading of ordinance number 574. The city council amending the zoning designation for a 4-acre parcel bound by Eastwood Avenue to the west, north Mount Vernon Avenue to the north, and east and west Fraser Street to the south. And this Lindsay's zoning map as adopted by Ordinance 437 of the City of Lindsay, and waive the full reading of the ordinance in full.
Thank you. We have a motion by Watson to adopt Ordinance number 574. Is there a second? Second. Second by Sanchez. Would the clerk please take roll?
Watson.
Aye.
Sanchez.
Aye.
Flores.
Aye.
Cortez.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Okay. Now I gotta work my way back here. The next item is a public hearing to consider resolution 1938, a conditional use permit authorizing a boxing gym located at 232 North Mirage, presented by our city manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So we have a request to create a boxing gym in the Central Commercial Zoning District, which is actually the little strip mall that is part of La Puerta Abierta Church. So you've got Angel Garden Flowers to the south, you've got the church to the north in that little strip mall. Mm-hmm. He wants to put a boxing gym in there. Several years ago, council decided it would be okay to have gyms, fitness centers, this sort of thing, approval in your Central Commercial Zoning District, so long as it had conditional use permit approval, so that the council mm-hmm. could take a close look at it to make sure that it was appropriate for what you wanted to do. So, yes, a request by Nestor Varela to establish a boxing gym at that location, 232 North Mirage. It would occupy an existing structure. No external alterations would occur, and it is permitted by a conditional use permit. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bill. Any questions at this time?
Is this the same person that had that boxing at the McDermott?
I don't know.
Yes.
Is that person here tonight?
Oh, you're yeah. down. Nice.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
See, I remember.
Yeah, we have one, but we wanted to get our own,
yeah.
our own place and everything so we can help the youth around here and everything. You know, it's been successful. So we want to create some waivers for some kids.
You know what, Mr. We need to let you come forward and speak on the record at the mic when we
oh,
have the
you.
Public hearing. Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
It's a great idea, though.
All right. Are there any more questions for Bill before we open public hearing? All right. I will open public hearing then and invite anyone who wishes to speak in favor of this to come forward and speak at the mic.
Good evening. I'm Sergio Varela, his son, the oldest. Well, pretty much what we want to do is just separate ourselves from McDermott to free us to be able to do more things with the kids, go to more tournaments for them, you know, national tournaments, stuff like that, and be able to get more sponsorships For the kids. Right now, currently, we have my two younger brothers. They're professional boxers. The youngest one, Ivan, he'll be fighting this weekend in Pico Rivera. He's doing really well. Both of them, I represented Lindsay and California in multiple national tournaments. Mm-hmm. You know, USA Boxing, Golden Gloves, all that good stuff. So, yeah, we pretty much just want to be able to just do our own thing now.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor of?
Good evening. My name is Eric Sinclair. I'm in favor of this. A few years back, I helped a few people come up with a name for their dojos. One was Elite Fitness. It first opened in Tulare. Then another one opened here in Lindsay. And both of those, one was black belt, one was a black belt, and the other one, he took off from Elite Fitness, then created his own, established his own, that was the G Fitness. Then, I'm for boxing, I'm for fighting. I love it. Bring it.
My name is Mercy Adetta. I am total support of a boxing gym. It would bring so much influence to our young people that need other things to do. So I'm in total support.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Okay, yes. It's like my son says, I'm Mr. Varela. Mm-hmm. I've been coaching here in Lindsay I used to coach soccer too. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in all the sports around here. And now, you know, I started in Exeter in Boys and Girls Club. I used to fight, but then I become a coach when my kids, they just like 8 years old. The younger, it was like 4. My other one, it was like 6. So then I start training them, and I bring the boxing to Lindsay. Now, you know, I coaching in the Mandarin right now. But what I want to do is, since my kids, they turning professional boxers now, and they've been success, and I want to encourage all the kids so we can take it like he said, to tournaments. And there is the silver gloves for like 13 to 16 year olds. There is a silver gloves for the 8 year old to 13. There is golden gloves for older guys. It's men tournament, USA tournaments. We with USA boxing. So now we want to put a place right here and, you know, bring all the kids, because I understand right here, my kids work for the school, and some kids, they do not have the money to go to some places. And you know what they say? You know, I probably gonna be in the streets, I probably gonna be in jail, and that's not right. You know, I try to, you know, with discipline and everything, try to help them out. Excuse me, my English. And then I try to help out, you know. I know it's not going to be a lot of people, but I can put something on it. And I've been put on for the past 20 years, you know, under the water, but I'm here still. Now I kind of want to open up, and we want to put Lindsay up, you know. In several locations, he's been fighting professional, like he say, and you know what? Lindsay, California. Where is that at? You're gonna know. Yeah. You're gonna know. Just wait. You know, I always say between Bakersfield and Fresno. But hopefully, one of these days, they're gonna know exactly where is Lindsay at. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of?
I'm with you guys. We're loud.
And what's your age? I'm just curious.
Eight and up.
Eight and up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care if he's 40, 60.
Okay.
Because boxing is not for everybody. It's yeah. not for everybody. But some people, they like to do
this.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ivan Varela. Our main goal is just to help the youth. That's what me and my brother do. We work for the schools. Like my dad said, we see a lot of learners there that we could tell their families don't have money to like pay for the gym or pay to even enter the McDermott. So we want to open our own spot. That way, we can welcome those kids in. And we're not going to let them in for free. We'll let them in for free, but we're going to be teaching them good lessons on about life. We're not going to teach them to be fighting outside of the gym. No, that's not going to be allowed. It's just going to teach them self-defense. And boxing really helps you control your anger. It helped me and my brother control our anger. We go in there, we punch the bags, and we get our anger out there. So that's what we want to do, is just help the youth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nestor Roller II. I'm his son. Wow. I just have a little story. A probation officer brought in about four kids to our gym. They're at McDermott. And they were there training for a while, and some sparred, and they didn't really like it, so they stopped coming. But one stayed, okay? He kept with us, going to tournaments with us, fighting with us, we're going to shows. And these kids were, the probation officer brought them in, so they're on the wrong path, you know. The kids that stopped coming continued on that wrong path. And the kid that stayed, he changed his path, he went in the right way, right direction. So that's what we want to do with these kids. This kid went on the right direction, he has a job now, he's working, he's fine now. These other kids, I've seen them, they're not anywhere in the right direction. They're pretty bad. So with this gym, we're just trying. We want to help the kids. We really, really, genuinely want to help these kids. You know, like I said, we work for the schools. We have these kids that are like, they straight out told me. I have said, I work with 7th and 8th graders. I'm going to be in jail one day. I'm going to be on the streets. I'm going to be in jail or end up dead. They straight out told me. It's like, we don't want that. We want, when you're in the gym, we want to help you. We genuinely, genuinely want to help these kids. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak at this time? In favor of? I don't know that there's anyone left who might speak in opposition. But there's that opportunity now. Anyone wishes to oppose? Seeing no one, we will close public comment period. The public hearing, not public comment period. We'll close the public hearing and bring the item back before the council to take action.
I would like to motion that we pass this. And you know what? Soon, hopefully, it'll be known for the Varela, the home of the Varelas.
Yeah.
Because that's good. We need other avenues for our children to work into.
That's what we're working on.
You'll do good.
Okay, so we have a motion from Flores to approve Resolution 1938.
Second.
There is a second, so would the clerk please take roll.
Flores?
Aye.
Cortez?
Aye.
Sanchez?
Absolutely yes.
Watson?
Aye.
Neville?
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
I'm just curious. Any sisters?
Yeah, we are now.
Does she box?
She trains. She learned. And grandkids, they're coming up.
Oh, nice. Then you guys better be careful.
Okay, next item is another public hearing. First reading of Ordinance 575, establishing sidewalk vendor permitting procedures and regulations, presented by our city manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Staff's request is I'd like to talk about it a little bit and be to open the public hearing, receive comment, keep the public hearing open, and wrap it up next meeting. There is a numbering problem in the ordinance that I have corrected, but I didn't get it corrected in time for you to see. But the contents are substantially the same. So in 2018, the legislature adopted and the governor signed a law limiting the authority of cities in California to prohibit and or regulate street vending. This is in response to that. You do want to have some controls. You want to ensure things that are safe, that you have an ADA accessible pathway. And so that's what this ordinance is intended to do. It shows where you can do it. It shows what you cannot do. And we've got a business license associated with it. It is the same that we have had associated with other, you know, there's a number of terms they use for vendors. But this just helps us. You don't want them popping up outside of the fire department, outside of City Hall necessarily. You'd like to have some regulation, some control over where you put them and regulate that. You know who's licensed and who's unlicensed. If they're selling food, that they've got a health permit, that kind of thing. So that's it in a nutshell. It's a detailed ordinance. We've worked on it. It's actually modeled after in other cities that's done a lot of homework on it. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bill. Are there any questions for Bill at this time?
So this only addresses the street vendor, not the Friday night market, right?
Correct.
Okay.
What it would say is that when you have a scheduled event like the Friday night market, mm-hmm. or like a soccer tournament, that there'll be regulations where they can't set up within a certain distance of that. You don't want people kind of hanging around the fringes and not paying to play or not being regulated. So there are some restrictions related to that, but not within the Friday night market, not at all.
So does this... maybe I haven't read it thoroughly, but like, you know, when they do have the soccer games, we have the ice cream car coming by. Does that address that, or is
not
that
not the folks
different?
Driving by? No.
Okay. Just like others.
But
that
if
we
were to try to camp out somewhere, they're not supposed to camp out anyway. They're supposed to be roving through neighborhoods.
Right. Okay.
Right.
But they do camp out from time to time.
Any other questions? Okay, we will open the public hearing and take any testimony, if anyone wishes to give it, that might be in favor of this sidewalk ordinance, although it hasn't been quite completed yet. But it is essentially what it is, except for the
verbiage is good.
Yeah, okay.
Good evening. My name is Eric Sinclair. I'm in favor of it, and you're still working on it. Keep doing it. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of? Anyone wish to address the council in opposition of this ordinance? All right. We will continue the public hearing to our next meeting.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
And move on to our final public hearing, which is Ordinance 576 concerning property subdivisions.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So Ordinance 576 is a request by staff to amend certain chapters of the municipal code that deal with subdivisions. Much of our legislation is old. And so when a property gets split, when a subdivision is created, right now it's kind of an administrative process, and then it goes to council and you vote on it. And it occurs to staff that neighbors should be able to weigh in on this. If your next-door neighbor is splitting a property into a smaller portion or some unusual configuration, the neighbors should be able to come and discuss this with council. So that's the intent of all of this, to require public hearings when we go through these subdivisions that had not been previously required. It improves transparency, I think, and improves communication between council and your constituents. That's the nature of this.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Are there any questions on this item?
All right. That we will open public hearing for ordinance number 576 and invite the public to comment if they desire. Anyone wishing to speak in favor of this ordinance, which would allow for public hearings on subdivisions, please may do so.
Good evening. My name is Eric Sinclair, and I'm in favor of this. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Eric. Anyone else wish to address the council on this item? If there's no one wishing to speak as a proponent, would anyone wish to speak in opposition to this ordinance? Seeing no one, we will close the public hearing and bring the item back before the council for further discussion or action.
So are we saying that we're going to have a planning commission soon?
We're not saying that. You have the ability through your charter and your municipal code to have one. You haven't had people necessarily wanting to do it, but you have that option. Certainly, council does.
Yeah.
Right now, you sit as the planning commission.
So why hasn't that option, been undertaken?
I think it's just been a lack of interest in the community. We have difficulty getting people to volunteer. It's a pretty heavy commitment. And they tend to not be paid.
So, for example, you know how a couple meetings ago we were informed about the new subdivision that's in the works out on Oak, I think?
Right.
So does that mean that like neighbors would be advised of what's going on and they'd be given an opportunity to come here and let us know? Okay.
And that would have been a good example, Mayor Pro Tem, because you've got some rural residential properties out there, you've got some farmers out there, it's on the fringe of town, and we'd be required to notify everybody within 300 feet by mail, and then we put it in the paper. And there might be somebody who would say, my whole livelihood will change if I have a subdivision there. Is it going to affect my ability to spray my crops? Is it going to affect this? And they should have a right to come in and discuss this with you. That's the idea.
So, Bill, if a subdivision has already had a final approval, will this ordinance change affect those plans that already have had final approval?
They would not, and that's a great question. This would only affect, you have a preliminary map, a tentative map, and a final map. The public hearing would be on your tentative map. The preliminary is when the developer comes in, they talk with staff, they sketch something out. It might be kind of crude. We'd look at it. You need cul-de-sacs or you need grid pattern. You would talk through that sort of thing. They would develop that in a more formal means with an engineering firm. They would bring it in to us. We'd say, okay, you've got it pretty well dialed in now. It looks good. Then we would bring it to council. So it's a concept, but it's a pretty formalized concept. That's when the public should be able to come in and see what that is and say, yes, we support it, or no, we don't support it, and here's why. When the final map comes to you, it's kind of a by rights approval. Have they satisfied all the requirements in our municipal code in order to build what they're proposing to build? And the public should not be weighing in on that because they've spent a tremendous amount of money and have gotten previous approvals. So, no, that's a great question. Everything would be grandfathered in that's already been done. But if somebody comes in when this Johnson project moves forward and they want to do their tentative map, that would require a public hearing.
Very good.
Thank you, Bill. If there's no further discussion, what action would the council like to take on ordinance number 576?
I propose that the council declare the first reading of ordinance number 576, establishing notice. Is that what it is?
No, where is it? Let's see here.
An ordinance amending Chapter 17.04, Chapter 17.16, and Chapter 17.24 of Title 17 of the Lindsay Municipal Code, adding procedures for public noticing of tentative subdivision maps and parcel maps, and waive the reading of the ordinance in full.
Thank you. It's been moved by Cortez.
Second.
Second by Watson. Would the clerk please take roll?
Cortez.
Aye.
Watson.
Aye.
Flores.
Aye.
Sanchez.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. And that concludes our public hearing for tonight. Our next item will be our draft budget presentation, or budget proposal, and 5-year capital projects plan. Presented, I presume, by the Director of Finance.
Mayor, would you like to be at the podium or over here? I'm up there in the block with you, so.
It doesn't matter. I think you're fine in your seat. Okay.
So these materials will be posted on the city website tomorrow. So now that you're warmed up after an hour of public hearings, we've only got about 35 slides to go through. So we'll make it super enjoyable, I'm sure. So I'm going to go up there. And Jack, why don't you take that remote from the mouse?
Okay, so in your packet, Council, that you'll find tonight, is a copy of the presentation, is the first several slides, and then the draft budget that's gone through the budget committee, the ad hoc budget committee. So they have me here present on their behalf tonight. So
are these ours?
Yes, you can take those home, and as I said, those documents will be ones that are posted on the city's website tomorrow for review. The process then continues to our next meeting. We'll have a public hearing and have an opportunity for council to adopt that evening. And then with that adoption, it takes effect. If the council does not adopt, then on the 1st of July, it goes into effect anyways, and then we have to go through budget amendments to alter it to the budget the council wants it to be. So we're going to go through the 5 or 4 main points of it tonight and talk through a summary. So the first one is giving an overview of the major funds. Then we'll go through the capital improvement projects, both projects and then capital equipment purchases. We talked last council meeting about the purchase of some new vehicles and other things. Those are in the process of being ordered. It's going to be several months before they're here just because they have to go through the manufacturing process. But we will have those probably, I'm guessing, by the end of the next quarter, end of the third quarter of the calendar year, first quarter of the fiscal year. Then we'll talk about people. New positions are in the budget, the full-time equivalents by department, and then compensation and benefits. We'll talk about the transfer schedule. That's something that council has to authorize each year. And as we've learned in the past, the due-to, due-froms are things that can be done at the director level, but transfers are things that require council approval, and that goes between funds. So we have to identify those each year and have those approved. And then the GAN allocation limit, that's something that's required each year. We'll talk through that one as well, and then the highlights from that. So we'll go down. And these next series of charts we'll go through, take the main or the major funds. We start off the general fund. The blue columns on the north side of the, or the top side of the line, there are the revenues. The orange bars on the bottom are the expenses. And then the net is that gray line there. And so we can see that we had some pretty good growth over the last couple of years. That's when Measure O came in. If you'll recall, when we did that measure, we had to identify how much we expected that measure to generate. And we put in $908,000 in the ballot question. It appears that in 2020, we're expecting to hit just over $1.1 million. And it actually exceeds the traditional sales tax that rather burns 1% in the city. And so it is something that has turned us around quite a bit. And you'll notice that if we didn't have that $1.1 million, our expenditures in the general fund would far exceed the needs of the general fund. Yes?
You know, when Measure O was designed, there were some, you know, caveats in there about capturing internet sales. You know, its makeup was quite a bit different than the standard
yes.
sales. So have you seen how that change, you know, so we can capture those internet mm-hmm. sales and other types of things? Have they really, you know, come of age now, so to speak. They're really helping us to capture a lot of that revenue that heretofore we had not been capturing.
Right. So under the regular Bradley Burns sales tax, internet sales would come through the county pool. All the money goes in, and then it's distributed throughout the county based on your share of total countywide sales tax. So an internet sale that comes to Lindsay, a dollar of that, Visalia gets about 60 cents, Tulare's going to get about 27 cents, and we get a penny and a half, about. In this, the Measure O, you get a 1%, or that same dollar comes to, a second single dollar comes to Lindsay, plus the 1.5 cents we got under the regular